project manager for Eden Project International. What that means is that I look after, along with another person in the same role as me, between us, we look after about 14 projects around the world and manage them. We're looking to build new Eden projects in the UK and abroad, and they're all at different stages of development, and it's our job to sort of herd everyone and all the ideas and all the different people working on them together. It all goes through us so that there's always one person that knows what's going on. So it means a lot of meetings. There's always lots of people involved, and you need to make sure that everyone knows what the other people are doing and thinking. It's about always going back to the project plan and saying, right, what are we meant to be doing? Who's meant to be doing it? And when have we got to do it by? And always making sure that it's on budget, so you're not spending too much money and you've got the money to spend when it's ready. And so lots and lots of communicating. So there's lots of meetings, and you'd be working with the project lead on it, and you'd be working with people that are really creative, that are coming up with the ideas, but also with the people that understand things like finances, and also people that understand about landscaping. So there's loads of different kind of roles within the project that you have to pull together, and you need to be able to understand some of it. You don't have to know the detail, but you need to have an understanding of basically what's going on all the time and communicate that to the rest of the team, so that everyone in the whole team, of which there's about 35 of us, always know what their role is, what they're doing, and what they've got to do next. What is good about my job is it's a lot of fun because you're working with lots of people and everyone's really different. And the good thing about working for Eden Project is everyone kind of really loves nature anyway, and you're all working towards the same thing, but everyone's got a different interest. I really like that because I'm really passionate about getting people to love nature. So it's really nice to do a job that you believe in. The bad bits about it are that it's really hard work trying to organise 35 other people plus more. And especially at the moment when you're not all in one room, that's quite challenging. So you have to communicate, and you have to remember that everyone thinks in different ways. So some people, as I said, might have a maths brain, and other people might be really good at gardening, and so they're not going to understand the same way of communication. So you have to realize that and think, oh, we need to tell everyone things in different ways, and that can be quite difficult. And also you have to just be really organized and remember who you've told what when. I ended up doing this job via quite a strange route, actually. I actually worked for the Eden Project years ago as their energy manager because I did a degree in environmental resource management. I started off working in contaminated land as a contaminated land scientist, which I loved. You could get really geeky about that, but it wasn't very sustainable. And so I started working for a charity where I was advising businesses on how to be more environmentally friendly, which also saved them money. So it was better for them, better for the planet, better for everyone. And I really enjoyed that. And I moved into being a bit more specific on the energy side of things and worked at Eden Project as their energy manager. And then I got headhunted, which was very exciting. So another firm that I was working with at the time said, would you come and work for us? And we would like to train you up to be a BREEAM assessor and learn all about project management. And that was quite exciting to me because instead of working on a building on a site that's already been built, I got to go and learn how buildings are built and how you start at the very beginning, and learn also about project management and how to be really organized and organize all the different trades that go into buildings. And that, and I really liked being a BREEAM assessor because I could, what that meant was I would go and advise people all over the UK about how to build better buildings and build green buildings. So I really enjoyed that. And then when Eden Project decided to do some more Eden projects and work internationally within the UK and outside, I thought, oh, that could be really interesting, actually. And that's how I ended up back doing this job. When I was at primary school, I've always been really passionate about nature, really passionate about recycling and being outside and caring for the planet. And I've always really loved science as well, but I was actually going to be one of two things. I was going to be a doctor, or I was going to be a journalist called Kate Adie that reported from war zones, because I just thought she was really cool, still do. And I was really interested in English as well, and I wasn't quite sure whether I wanted to study English or science as I got older, And I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do with it all. I had no idea what I wanted to do until I went to university, to be honest. I left college and went traveling. I thought, no idea, there's a whole world out there. And it took me quite a long time to work out what I'm good at, as well as what I'm passionate about. So I think you need to find out, what do you love and what can you make a career out of? And I realized I'm very good at talking. I'm very good at organizing. And they play quite well into my current role. I've had times in my career where I've had quite a varied career and I've changed tack. And I doubted what I was doing and didn't enjoy it and wasn't sure where I was meant to go. And I think it's good that you try different things. I've always worked kind of with an environmental science slant, but it's been really varied from environmental science-y, you know, contaminated land scientist to advising businesses is really different. So one minute I was in a field with some builders digging up soil and buying them bacon sandwiches to try and get them to dig a bit quicker. And then next thing I was advising really random businesses that I knew nothing about how they ran. You know, for example, I worked with vet surgery and I didn't know how you ran a vet surgery, but I did know how I could save them money. And every time I've switched career, it's always been about finding something that was that I was really passionate about and wanting to help people and make a difference. So that really helped. And it's always been about trying. I've never really been ready for my next job. I've always just jumped in thinking, oh, I don't know if I can do this. But I really want to try. And generally, that's worked out quite well for me.